Working remotely can be a challenge, especially for teams that are new to it. How do you deal with your work environment being the same as home while staying connected and productive? And then there's your newest coworker, the cat. Well, your friends at Trello have been powering remote teams globally for almost a decade. At a time when teams must come together more than ever to solve big challenges, Trello's here to help. Trello, part of Atlassian's collaborative suite, is an app with an easy-to-understand visual format plus tons of features that make working with your team functional and just plain fun. Trello keeps everyone organized and on the same page, helping teams communicate, focus, and connect. Teams of all shapes and sizes at companies like Google, Fender, Costco, and likely your favorite neighborhood coffee shop all use Trello to collaborate and get work done. Try Trello for free and learn more at Trello.com. That's Trello.com. Trello.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show, TNTRadioEmpire.com. We have Dr. Mino on. Nice conversation with Doc. Also, Dr. Ian K. Smith later, and Hippie Man will phone the program. This will be a shorter segment. Dr. Mino went long, and she rightly so. She had stuff she wanted to tell us. And, you know, she's on the front lines there, so we wish her well and hope she's protected because it's scary. What is that... Let's go to the alcoholism route there, Tom.
By the way, we had a casualty. We had a casualty during
What happened? You lose your headphones there?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a little my volume unit right underneath me, but I'm pretty sure they died of the COVID.
Oh, it did?
Yep.
Okay, okay, man.
So don't think it can't happen here, kids.
Happen to your headphones? All right. You should probably get yourself tested then.
Yeah. I should, because I come in contact with these headphones 5 days a week.
Now, this is your shrinks?
This is my homework. All right. Man. From therapy.
You're paying for homework, too. That sucks.
The short data questionnaire.
You're paying for somebody to make you do something.
I'll ask these questions, and you answer either never, sometimes, often, nearly always. So keep track.
Okay, well, explain all those.
Everybody get a pen and paper.
What's nearly often? Okay, go ahead.
And follow along.
All right.
Never, sometimes, often, nearly always. Question number one, do you find difficulty getting the thought of drinking out of your mind? That's a tough one for me because we discuss it a lot. You know, it's an important conversation.
What are the four ones? I'm trying to think how they...
Never, sometimes, often, nearly always. Do you find difficulty in getting the thought of drinking out of your mind?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I'd give myself a sometimes for that,
I was going to say, I'm trying to figure out how you would answer that to make it sound like...
Is getting drunk more important than your next meal? I'd have to give that a no.
Never. No, I like food too much.
That's a never.
It's always been a never. I know guys that drank and didn't eat for years, you know, and then, you know, happened to them, they die.
Do you plan your day around
My best friend died of alcoholism, basically. He didn't eat his whole life. He just drank.
Question number three, do you plan your day around when and where you can drink? Sometimes I make a plan. Usually I'm going to have a drink after dinner.
Plan your day.
I'd say sometimes.
Sometimes.
Do you drink in the morning, afternoon, or evening?
Yes. What do you mean? Every day?
that question I don't understand.
No.
Yeah, you got to drink.
I've done
morning, afternoon, and evening. I think that includes all three. Do you drink morning, afternoon, and no?
All day
don't.
Long? No.
Never.
No.
I never drink morning, afternoon, and evening.
No.
One or the other.
No.
Usually the evening. Do you drink for the effect of alcohol without caring what the drink is?
Not true.
No.
I do like the flavor of certain alcohols, and I like the buzz. Don't get me wrong, but
I'm going to give me a sometimes.
Sometimes.
So if your alcohol of choice is not available, you're not going to go to a different one just for fun.
I like different choices, so I don't have one alcohol. Man, I'm not just a beer guy.
If I run out of vodka, I'll have a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I just had like a plastic bottle of Barton's, if that's the only thing that was in the house, I wouldn't drink that.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've had a lot of stuff that I won't drink, yeah. Mm.
Do you drink as much as you want, irrespective of what you are doing the next day? No, if I got to work the next day, I don't get hammered.
And I wouldn't have a job. Yeah.
Given
I might give that a sometimes.
Oh, the old days, definitely. I mean, we, Todd and I and Craig was there. We partied way too late and woke up way too early.
Some mornings you're just like, oops.
About the next day.
We're talking, didn't care at all. It was like maybe 2-3 hours sleep at the most and not up all night working out. We were partying hard and going to bed at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and coming in and doing the show at 6. And that, and I'm not just talking alcohol. It was crazy.
This question is not
really proud, but we did it.
Arbitrary. Number 7.
Proud that we could do it, though. Yeah. Right.
Given that many problems might be caused by alcohol, do you still drink too much?
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know what "do you drink too much" means.
I don't think I do.
How do you quantify that?
I mean, I did for years. I did. I've drank too much in the past. Yeah, but I.
Do you know that you won't be able to stop drinking once you start?
Oh, no, I could stop in a heartbeat, man.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem there either. No. I mean, if I had to shut it down, usually I drink right up until bedtime. No. Got about a 3-hour window there.
up till my last eyelid falls shut. Just sips it and falls out of your mouth and lays there beside the bed. That is not too much.
All right.
I might be guilty of this one. Do you often try to control your drinking by giving up completely for days or weeks at a time?
I've never done that. I think that's stupid. I'd rather be a moderate guy than a guy just quits, like the Lent guys. I never got that. I never got the Lent guys.
Yeah, but I think a little detox is good every once in a while.
That's different.
Detox is not a whole month of just not doing it. You know?
Detox is a few days.
Right. Oh, I've done that. I do that every week.
Question number 10. The morning after a heavy drinking session, do you need your first drink to get yourself going?
Don't need to. I've done it, but I don't need to. No,
never do that.
A little hair of the dog. Is that what they're asking?
Oh, I've done it. It's the best. The only way to get rid of a hangover. It's the only way.
I almost never do that.
I have to work. I can't go into the pharmacy. No. Like, you smell like booze. Hey, I'm maintaining here.
No, I don't do that during the week. But I've done that on weekends,
Even on the weekends. I'll just, water. That's what gets me going.
Yeah.
And some eggs.
Nothing better than vodka, though.
Question 11, the morning after a heavy drinking session, do you wake up with a definite shakiness in your hands?
No.
That's hardcore there.
I've done it years ago. Don't do it much anymore.
All right.
Shake, no.
After a heavy drinking session, do you wake up and retch and vomit?
In the morning. That's a great. I love that show. Retch and vomit are fun dudes, man.
All right.
No, I don't.
The morning after a heavy drinking session, do you go out of your way to avoid people? That's just I stay home usually.
Not any more.
I think you can lop off the first half of that question.
Right. Yeah. God avoids people in general.
Yeah. Right. Especially now. After a heavy drinking session, do you see frightening things that later you realize were imaginary? So do you hallucinate?
No, these are real alcoholics here. I'm glad to say that's an easy quiz for us. I think we're cool.
And finally, do you go drinking and the next day find out you've forgotten what happened the night before?
I have in the past, yes, but not any time.
That's happened
recently.
A couple times. Recently, there's been an edible involved.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll wake up and I've, talk to somebody on Facebook friend or something, and I'll look and I see, I don't remember writing that. Once in a while. On occasion, I will, black
that
out.
That was high, though. That was stoned, right?
There's a couple years ago. A couple years ago, we went out on St. Patrick's Day. It's my brother-in-law's birthday. Mm-hmm. I was sitting next to this girl at the bar who fell out of her chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I was blown away that she fell out of her chair.
Right.
And then 10 minutes later, I had forgotten that she fell out of her chair.
10 minutes.
So, she fell out of her chair. I was like, no, she didn't. Yeah, she did. I was like, right, no there. Way.
That is the best.
The second candy put me over the top on that one. I should have just stuck with one.
Hey, did we catch you scratching? If so, you're not alone. More than 30 million people in the U.S. have eczema, and it usually gets worse in the winter. It's not fun, but don't worry. We've got your back and your arms and knees as well. We're GladSkin, the revolutionary eczema cream from Switzerland, and we're now available in the U.S. Our scientists learned that eczema flares up when the bacteria on your skin are out of balance. GladSkin Eczema Cream with Micro Balance relieves eczema quickly and in a totally new way by restoring balance to your skin microbiome. We don't use preservatives, fragrances, or steroids, and we're gentle enough for everyone to use every day, even infants. Try GladSkin risk-free at us.gladskin.com and get 20% off with the code GLAD20. Again, get 20% off with GLAD20 at us.gladskin.com. One more time, us.gladskin.com, promo code GLAD20.
All right, should I go through the guidelines of the moderate drinker?
Sure.
There's about 8 or 10 points to the moderate drinker.
You're looking at 4 of them.
The moderate drinker usually does not exceed the 0.055% blood alcohol concentration drinking limit.
That doesn't sound like anyone I know.
No, it doesn't, because you know what? If I have 2 glasses of white wine up to the rim in less than an hour, then I'm probably over that. So no, but I'm not drunk.
All right.
That means you'd always be good to drive.
Right.
The moderate drinker generally has something to eat before, during, and after, soon after drinking.
Yeah, once in a while, one of those.
Sure.
But, you know.
I'm always snacking or something at night.
I usually have dinner with my drinks, then I drink and drink and drink.
Yeah, I don't consume. You know, I don't shun food because I'm going to get all my calories
from alcohol. I like food. Mm-hmm. I like food.
All right. The moderate drinker usually does not drink faster than 1 drink per half hour.
Depending on what I'm doing, I can drink more than a half hour, but half hour's not that long.
Yeah, I can
put away
more.
Depends on the drink, too.
Right, depends on the drink.
But I generally have, you know, like 1 an hour during the weeknight. I may pace myself a little quicker during the weekends.
Yeah.
But I'm not drinking 3 an hour unless I'm at the Phoenix airport getting cut off.
Mm-hmm. Is that a question? Have you ever been cut off at an airport bar?
Yeah, modern drinkers are not cut off at airport bars.
I was not drinking moderately that
night. I know you weren't.
Fully admit that. The moderate drinker does not usually drink for longer than an hour or two on any particular occasion.
I drink more than an hour or two, you know, because you're out. You're out more than an hour or two, you know. I was mentioning earlier, you had dinner, drinks, in the Funny Bone, shit through that, hang out after the band, whatever, you know, bands, whatever you're doing. 2 hours is not enough time to drink.
The moderate drinker.
It's not enough time. I mean, the house, maybe. Yeah, a couple drinks for, you know.
Considers.
For your eyelids closed, right, like Todd does.
An occasional drink to be a small, though enjoyable, part of life.
That's us. I like that. Definitely enjoyable.
The moderate drinker has hobbies, interests, and other ways to relax.
Well, hobbies are stupid.
That do not involve alcohol. Yeah, I do a few activities that don't involve alcohol.
So do I.
Like weed.
Right.
Nick's right about that.
But when I ski, I'm not drinking when I ski. I may be smoking.
And that's a good point.
Yeah. I don't. I usually don't drink when I golf.
Yeah.
All my other activities. Yeah.
Well, he golfs by himself all the time. You know? He's with us, he drinks.
Once in a while, I'll have a beer, but usually I'm not drinking when I'm on the golf course.
Yeah, even the last few years, you know, at our tournament, when Todd's been, he didn't drink.
No.
Doesn't drink out on the course.
How high is he?
Wow.
There you go. So once again, I don't get high, so I think that's, you're still having fun. You're still buzzed on the course, so really isn't, you know, don't brag about that.
He's high enough to put him off in the rough with me.
I mean, any stoner doesn't drink can't brag about that. Yeah, you're stoned.
I'm not drunk.
Dude, I'm not drunk.
This is not the moderate stoner quiz.
I know.
This is the moderate drinker.
But it's easy to brag about not drinking if you're high, you know?
Let's see. The moderate drinker usually has friends who are moderate drinkers or non-drinkers.
I don't have non-drinking friends because they bore the hell out of me.
Yeah, but I don't have.
Maybe you're not a moderate drinker.
Yeah,
I am. So hang out with moderate. I don't know anybody that doesn't drink.
It's a lot different asking somebody if they want to come over and have a drink than it is be like, hey, want to come over and watch me drink?
Right, right.
Like, no.
Yeah, I mean, do you have friends that are like drunk all the time?
No.
I have one friend who's, he's cut back now. I mean, completely.
Right.
But, you know, alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
All the signs of an alcoholic, so he's done drinking now.
Yeah.
The moderate drinker feels comfortable with his or her use of alcohol, never drinks secretly, does not spend a lot of time thinking about drinking or planning to drink.
No, I don't drink secretly at all, no.
No, I never have to go.
Yeah, but all those other
things. Well, first of all, you're drinking secretly, you're hiding it from somebody yelling at you. And there are guys out there that aren't even big drunks that probably hide it. Because their wife's bitching at them because they're having a glass or a beer or something like that.
Don't realize the problem that they cause when they're drinking. And it's about time they got bitched at.
There's also a lot of bitching women out there that don't care, don't want you drinking at all. And I don't, you know.
Well, you need to switch to vodka beer.
That's right. Oh, that's
12 ounces of carbonated vodka.
She don't know. I'll play that when we get back.
There you go. That's my therapy homework.
Man, you had to pay for that. We got it for free.
Thanks for helping me complete that.
I think we're okay.
Of course.
Well, you're high, man. Not now.
No, I want an objective opinion. Craig, where are we?
He's not objective.
I'm not objective.
Because he does alter his conscience. I mean, sober people can be objective, but people that alter their conscience in any way, they like a buzz. He likes a buzz.
He knows how much we drink. He has an idea how much we drink.
He thinks we drink more than what we do. Well, you drink more than what we do.
You're judging time by the handles.
Where's that question?
Yeah,
sure. These are different times.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever know what day it is by how much vodka you have left?
That is Todd. Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.